When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Jeff Billard from the Amigos Audio Collective, thanking you for listening to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
This is Comedy Forecast, episode 609, Main Street Undermined, chapter 14.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
The Comedy Forecast April Podcast Today Spectacular is sponsored by its Patreon patrons. Thank you.
Chapter 14. That hatch has a catch.
In our last chapter, General Calamity lifted Deputy Sheriff Law in Middling Fair, yet the town was still in peril, as access in and out of town was being denied by the tiny hamlet of Placeholder. Learning that things were also not going well for Grassside Green, General Calamity suggested using a newly uncovered tunnel to walk under Placeholder. This would bring them directly to Grassside Green, where they could try to strike a deal with Mayor Dubois. However, the general said there was a problem with the tunnel.
All right, General, spill the beans. What's the problem?
As I've already said, the military built the tunnel. My source has told me that it goes directly into the town next door.
Oh, you mean Grassside Green?
Hillcrest. Zip it.
Oh, thanks. Sometimes I forget.
You were saying, General?
Even though the tunnel ends right behind Grassside Green Town Hall, the hatch on that end of the tunnel is locked and has to be opened from the outside.
Then get on the antler phone to one of your military friends and tell them to open it.
I think you mean get on the horn.
Dick Bando is not interested in your oddball name for things. Have someone open that hatch.
As much as I would like to do that, communications are still down.
What about using one of your carrier ocelots?
That's a negative. They aren't trained to open hatches. At least not that kind of hatch. Besides, I've already sent them on their way back to the Pentagon. I need my source to give me more background information on that tunnel. Something doesn't feel right about it.
It looks like this is a dead end.
Not a great way to say that, brother. Terminus!
Not exactly. I think I may know a way to get that hatch open.
Meanwhile, in the Mole Hill Mountains, the mountain range that encircles Chasm Valley, Cindy and the mystery man who appeared a few days ago as if from nowhere are gazing up at the stars.
Like it's getting dark.
Yes. Lovely, isn't it?
Like, yeah. Wait, you like the dark?
What's not to like? Things are quiet, calm, slow. It's like everything has a dark shadow. And besides, you can't hate things you can't see.
Like, yeah.
Basically, can someone help me? Basically, I think I was bit by a snake. Or I found my nail clippers.
Like, darn it, Lenny.
We now journey to Grassside Green to check in on Giles, the former front desk clerk at the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers. As you may recall, Giles had secretly been working for the nefarious Agent Briggs, unwittingly advancing Mayor Dubois' plan to wipe Middling Fair off the map. We find Giles sitting alone and dejected in his tiny, dimly lit one-room apartment.
Tiny, dimly lit, one-room, unheated apartment.
Right, and no hot water on weekends.
It's true, but it's what I deserve. Now, what else can I do to make myself miserable? Let's have a look at my self-loathing checklist. I've already tried the day-old heat lamb sushi at Mr. Muck's Crab Shack. I've used my real name when posting to Reddit. I screamed Leonard Skinner rules at a K-pop concert. It looks like there's nothing left to do but go to the midnight showing of Cats. Again. Uh-oh. It's Miss Fallmacher. Well, I knew I had to face the music eventually. Hello, Miss Fallmacher.
Giles, we don't have much time. I'm calling over the emergency Arms of Venus network, but the generator is almost out of power.
But Miss Fallmacher, that network is only supposed to be used if we receive word that the actual Arms of Venus de Milo have been located. Does that mean...
No, it doesn't.
Miss Fallmacher, I want to say how sorry I am. I know that there is nothing I can do that will make all of this up to you and everyone in Middling Fair.
Actually, Giles, there is.
What do I need to do? But, more importantly, will it help me avoid going to see Cats?
What does Abby want Giles to do? How bad is the sushi at Mr. Muck's Crab Shack? And what happened to the Venus de Milo's arms? Some answers may be forthcoming in Chapter 15, Through a Tunnel Darkly.
This episode featured Bonnie Kenderdine as Abby Fallmacher and Cindy, and John Bell as the Mystery Man. The narrator was played by Gary J. Chambers.
You can support Comedy Forecast for as little as a dollar and receive episodes before everyone else. Visit patreon.com/comedyforecast, all one word, with the number 4. Thank you.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Friday Follies right here on the Mutual Audio Network. Please consider subscribing to other days of the Mutual feeds, including Monday Matinee for classic, live, and theatrical audio plays. Tuesday Terrors for horror audio drama. Wednesday Wonders, our science fiction and fantasy magazine. Thursday Thrillers for action, adventure, mystery, and crime drama. Saturday Story Circle for kids and families alike. And Sunday Showcase, bringing you the very newest in audio releases for the week from our United Artists of Audio, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.